RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo presents 1,000 food parcels to Banten villagers. RRI launched new program. Now, the news in details. President Joko Widodo presented 1,000 sembako or basic food parcels containing 5 kilos of rice, 1 kilo of sugar, 10 eggs, 1 can of milk and green beans to villagers in Warung Gunung Subdistrict, Lebak District on Sunday. Indri Septiani, local officer, said that 200 out of the 1,000 recipients also received additional milk and biscuits from the Health Ministry. Most of the recipients were senior citizens, women, and elementary students. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by First Lady Iriana, Health Minister Nila F. Muluk, and Banten Governor Rano Karno during his working visit in Banten. President Joko Widodo visited Banten province on Sunday to check medical facilities for the public in several districts. RRI President's Director M. Rohanuddin said on Sunday that the Indonesian state radio station RRI has launched a national news network under a program named Pro3 to cope with digital technology era that promote mass media coverage. Rohanuddin said in his speech at a ceremony celebrating the 71st anniversary of RRI on Sunday that RRI has a strong stand on the national interest by prioritizing the identity of the nation and the country. He stated that RRI does not get involved in political issues and fragmentations. The information and news delivered by RRI are based on peace and prophetic journalism. Currently, RRI has 92 station networks across the nation, including production studios in several border areas such as Antikong in West Kalimantan, Nunukan, North Kalimantan, Skou, Papua, and Atambua, East Nusa Tenggara. Rohanuddin pointed out that the broadcast in these areas are aired on 5,000-watt transmitters in 2015. RRI currently has representatives in 6 countries, namely the United States, Egypt, Japan, Malaysia, Australia, and Hong Kong. On the occasion, Rohanuddin also said that RRI received award from the International Broadcasting Union, IBU, in 2015 for the best broadcasting application in the world. Health Minister Nila F. Muluk said, so far, Zika is not deadly and its spread is different from the spread of dengue fever in Indonesia. Nila said in Lebak on Sunday that she has thought that a patient infected by Zika virus in Malaysia who died was not caused by Zika virus, but he must have had complication with other disease. Nila added that the disease is actually categorized as a mild disease and it's not deadly, but it can be dangerous if exposed to pregnant women as she will give birth to a baby with microcephaly. According to Minister Nila, Zika was harmless when compared with dengue fever. Dengue fever can be very deadly if the patients do not get medical assistance immediately. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A joint team of the Indonesian Defense Forces, TNI, and the police confiscated dozens of sharp weapons and bottles of hard liquors during a sweeping over the weekend in a number of streets in Jayapura, near Indonesia-Papua New Guinea border. Commander Task Unit of Indonesia-Papua New Guinea border, Lieutenant Colonel Kohir, on Sunday said that the sweeping was done to create a conducive atmosphere before Idul Adha on Monday. He stated that the military has confiscated 24 sharp weapons of various sizes and 18 bottles of hard liquor of various brands. He added that the sweeping began at 9 p.m. local time in 5 points, including Kilometer 31st, Kilometer 9, and Kilometer 6, and some other areas. On September 11, 2016, Radio Republik Indonesia celebrated its 71st anniversary. The existence of RRI should be optimized to provide information services to the public. It was said by Minister of Communication and Information Rudi Antara after attended the celebration of 71st anniversary of RRI at Auditorium Abdul Rahman Saleh, RRI Jakarta on Sunday. To media, he said that RRI should be able to face increasing complex challenges. The challenges are not only the competition with other media, but also social media, which have been used by many people. Insertnya Faisal yang RRI, dubbingnya udah, terusannya. In the 71st anniversary, Minister Rudi Antara expected that RRI can present in all over Indonesia. According to him, RRI is a reporter of what happened in the government in various sectors, such as the government's development in economy, culture, etc. The minister stated that the information will be beneficial for people. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudi Antara at the celebration of the 71st anniversary of RRI in Auditorium Abdul Rahman Saleh RRI on Sunday said that his ministry will always support RRI to give information optimally. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information also support the construction of RRI stations all over Indonesia.
Sebagai organisasi, kalau berkembang itu tentunya harus bisa mengoptimalkan.
As a developing organization, RRI must optimize the competitive advantage of its main asset. What is its main asset? The announcers and their voices. Another asset is the business process. And the most important asset is the existence of 92 RRI stations throughout Indonesia, and the number must be increased.
Sekarang itu bukan Jawa sentris, tapi Indonesia sentris. Khusus saudara-saudara kita yang di daerah timur, daerah perbatasan, daerah barat pun belum semuanya, itu harus diprioritaskan.
Minister Rudi Antara said, further, that the support for RRI is the Universal Service Obligation Program. In terms of this program, the Ministry of Communication and Information offers RRI a mutual cooperation to support each, such as providing properties. According to the minister, there are 122 districts in Indonesia that are feasible to get the support. Last item. National Carrier Garuda Indonesia Airlines prohibit the use of Samsung Galaxy Note 7 following the announcement of the FAA or Federal Aviation Administration regarding the dangers of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Garuda Indonesia stated on its website that every Garuda Indonesia passengers who has Samsung Galaxy Note 7 should deactivate the device at any time during the flight. Garuda Indonesia will also ban passengers to recharge the battery of the device on the plane. The device is also not allowed to be placed in checked baggage. Besides Garuda Indonesia, a number of other airlines have also prohibited the use of Galaxy Note 7 in the plane, including Singapore Airlines, Etihad Airways, and Emirates Airlines. Related to this, the Samsung Galaxy Note has encouraged users to follow the replacement program. DJ Koh, president of the mobile communication business of Samsung Electronic, in a statement on the official website of Samsung, Saturday said that Samsung number one priority is the safety of the customers. Therefore, he asked users to exchange their Galaxy Note 7 as soon as possible. More than a week ago, Samsung announced a global replacement program for the Galaxy Note 7 as a precaution because of the battery cells. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary. Today's commentary is on to interpret Idul Kurban for Indonesia. Idul Adha is one of the Islamic holidays which commemorates the events when Abraham or Ibrahim was willing to sacrifice his only son Ismail to be presented to God. But when it happened, Ismail was replaced by God with a sheep, hence the day is also called Idul Kurban. Every Idul Kurban is always observed with other religious events, On that day, Muslims gather to celebrate Eid prayers together in the field or in the mosque. After prayers, there will be slaughtering of sacrificial animals to remember the occasion when Allah or God replaced Ismail with an animal. In addition, Eid al-Adha is also the peak of the Hajj pilgrimage undertaken by Muslims from around the world who gather in Mecca. The actual meaning contained in Eid al-Adha celebration is every human being should have fortitude and courage to sacrifice, like that of the prophet Abraham or Ibrahim who dared to give up what he owned and loved. In today's world, self-sacrifice for the benefits of others is rare indeed. People are willing to sacrifice for their own interests or the interests of their group, but not to make sacrifices for the benefit of all mankind regardless of origin or indiscriminately. With the courage to sacrifice, one will have sensitivity, sincerity, and is kept away from greed. Another point of sacrifice is to increase social awareness to others. A Muslim should set aside part of his wealth for others through sacrificing some cattle, for instance. Then the results of sacrificial meat is distributed to those in need. At least this will train you to be generous. Well, that was commentary today on interpreting Eid al-Adha for Indonesian nation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on September 12, 1974, when military coup in Ethiopia overthrew Emperor Haile Selassie. The 1960 Ethiopian coup was a coup d'état staged in Ethiopia on December 13, 1960. Its goal was to overthrow Emperor Haile Selassie, who was on a state visit to Brazil at the time. Four conspirators led by Germame Newai and his older brother Brigadier General Mengistu Newai, who was commander of the Kabur Zabangna, the imperial bodyguard, took several ministers and other important personages hostage and gained control of most of Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. The coup leaders declared the regime of Haile Selassie had been deposed and announced the beginning of a new, more progressive government under the rule of Haile Selassie's eldest son, Crown Prince Asfaw Wosun, that would address the numerous economic and social problems Ethiopia faced. Despite a demonstration of support by students of Haile Selassie University, the other military units remained loyal to Selassie and crushed the coup. By December 17, loyalists had regained control of Addis Ababa and the conspirators were either dead or had fled the capital. The coup attempt is considered the most serious threat to Haile Selassie's rule between 1941 and his deposition in 1974 during the Ethiopian Revolution. And the next event was in 1984 when the Tanjung Priok massacre occurred. The Tanjung Priok massacre was an incident that occurred in the port area of Tanjung Priok, North Jakarta, Indonesia, in 1984. Government reports gave a total of 24 people were killed and 54 others injured, while the survivors were over 100 of people. This incident was triggered by the new order government order to all non-governmental organizations in Indonesia to have a single principle of ideology, namely Pancasila, but it was criticized by some communities which rose conflict at a mosque between the authorities and local residents which eventually sparked the riots. And the last event was in 2005 when Israel withdrew its troops from Gaza. The Israeli disengagement from Gaza, also known as Gaza expulsion and Hitnakut, was the withdrawal of the Israeli army from Gaza and the dismantling of all Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip in 2005. Four small settlements in the northern West Bank were also evacuated. The disengagement was proposed by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, adopted by the government on June 6, 2004, and enacted in August 2005. Those Israeli citizens who refuse to accept government compensation packages and voluntarily vacate their homes prior to the August 15, 2005 deadline were evicted by Israeli security forces over a period of several days. The eviction of all residents, demolition of the residential buildings, and evacuation of associated security personnel from the Gaza Strip was completed by September 12, 2005. The eviction and dismantlement of the four settlements in the northern West Bank was completed 10 days later. And listeners, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's Focus theme is Indonesia-Philippine Enhanced Cooperation in Various Fields. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. During his first visit to Indonesia, the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte had a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on September the 9th. The bilateral meeting of the two leaders achieved three agreements. President Joko Widodo, during a joint press conference at the Presidential Palace, said there are at least three things that have been agreed by both countries. The first is about 177 Indonesian citizens who was hard pilgrims who were supposed to leave from Manila using Philippine passport. President Joko Widodo said he was grateful that as many as 168 people among them who was arrested by Philippine authorities have been released and returned to Indonesia. Second, is still associated with the Hajj pilgrimage. He also thanked Rodrigo Duterte for willing to help 700 Indonesian citizens who currently perform the pilgrimage with Philippine passports. Based on the agreement, 700 Indonesian citizens will land in Manila first after the Hajj. The third is on the issue of security, especially for Indonesian citizens who will cross the Sulu waters in the Philippines. Both countries agreed to increase security and conduct joint patrols while trying to free 9 Indonesian citizens taken hostage by Abu Sayyaf. President Joko Widodo said President Duterte agreed to increase security in the waters of Sulu, which is often crossed by vessels to send coal from Indonesia to Philippines. According to President Joko Widodo, increased security patrols will also be realized through joint patrols. This has long been agreed through trilateral agreement between Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia in Yogyakarta a few months ago, as well as in the Bali meeting concerning countermeasures against terrorism. President Joko Widodo expects in the future there will be no more security problems in the Sulu waters. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte added, the two countries also agreed to cooperate in combating terrorism and extremism. The spread and abuse of illicit drugs were also discussed in the meeting. According to President Duterte, he was happy to visit Indonesia and hopes soon there is a reciprocal visit of President Joko Widodo. Duterte explained, besides talking about drugs, terrorism, and extremism, the two countries will also conduct cooperation in maritime and law enforcement. That was Focus Today on Indonesia-Philippine Enhanced Cooperation in Various Fields. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo presented 1,000 sembako or basic food parcels containing 5 kilos of rice, 1 kilo of sugar, 10 eggs, 1 can of milk, and green beans to villagers in Warung Gunung Subdistrict, Lebak District, on Sunday. RRI President's Director M. Rohanuddin said on Sunday that the Indonesian state radio station RRI has launched a national news network under a program named Pro3 to cope with digital technology era that promotes mass media convergence. Health Minister Nilaif Muluk said so far Zika is not deadly and its spread is different from the spread of dengue fever in Indonesia. A joint team of the Indonesian Defense Forces and the police confiscated dozens of sharp weapons and bottles of hard liquors during a sweeping over the weekend in a number of streets in Jayapura near Indonesia-Papua New Guinea border. National carrier Garuda Indonesia Airlines prohibited the use of Samsung Galaxy Note 7 following the announcement of the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, regarding the dangers of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Listener, that was News in Brief of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listeners, Lombok Island is one of tourist destinations in Indonesia. There are many well-known tourist destinations in Lombok. There is one of area in Lombok where even Lombok people do not know yet. It is Ringgit Bay. Listeners, geographic condition of East Lombok is generally hilly and has karst cliffs. Like at Ringgit Bay, there are cluster of karst cliffs, which is spread long and zigzag. The shape of those cliffs is cut like valley. Those cliffs directly border with Indian Ocean. From above, tourists can see beautiful sea panorama. Cluster of coral reefs can be seen behind bluish green of seawater. Ringgit Bay has some places which can be visited besides cliff and beach. Sharply under the cliff, there is fresh water well, even though at the edge of the sea. Besides, at the eastern side, there is a historical cave of Javanese heritage, namely Besar Cave. According to the history, there is fresh water pool in the cave. At Ringgit Bay, there is also another Javanese heritage, namely Cannon. Ringgit Bay is located at the southeast of Lombok Island. The bay is at Jerowaru sub-district is Lombok Regency. Ringgit Bay has a distance around 85 kilometers from Mataram. The location of the bay can be accessed by using your own vehicle or rented car because there is no public transportation to Ringgit Bay. The location of Ringgit Bay is quite far. Because of that, if you visit this place, you feel like at your own private place. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Ringgit Bay. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Merayakan Ulang Tahun Radio Republik Indonesia, which in English means Celebrating the Day of Radio Republik Indonesia. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Ulang tahun, which means birthday. Radio Republik Indonesia, which means Radio Republik Indonesia. Pulang kantor, which means office break. Mencari, which means to look for. Sepatu olahraga, which means sport shoes. Rusak, which means be damaged. Potongan harga, which means discount. Hari Minggu, which means Sunday. Gerak jalan gembira, which means fun walk. Yang ke-71, which means the 31st. Ikut, which means to participate. Meriah, which means be lively. Tamu, which means guest. Pemenang, which means the winner. Quiz, which means quiz. Lomba berbalas pantun, which means reciprocated poem competition. Lomba baca berita, which means reading news competition. Bahasa daerah, which means local language. Lomba reportase, which means reporting competition. Lomba busana, which means fashion show competition. Lobby, which means lobby. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Merayakan Ulang Tahun Radio Republik Indonesia, or in English means Celebrating the Day of Radio Republik Indonesia. The conversation is between A. Santi and B. Nancy at the office. A. Santi. Hi Nancy, bagaimana kalau pulang kantor kita ke Casablanca Mall? Bagaimana kalau pulang kantor kita ke Casablanca Mall? Which means, Hi Nancy, Can you accompany me to Casablanca Mall after the office break? B. Nancy, ada apa di sana? Ada apa di sana? Which means, what is going on there? A. Santi, saya mau mencari sepatu olahraga. Saya mau mencari sepatu olahraga. Which means, I want to look for sport shoes. Sepatu olahraga saya sudah rusak. Sepatu olahraga saya sudah rusak. Which means, my sport shoes is damaged. Kabarnya di sana sedang ada potongan harga. Kabarnya di sana sedang ada potongan harga. Which means, I heard there are a lot of discounts at the mall. B. Nancy, oh ya? Baiklah, nanti pulang kantor kita ke sana. Oh ya, baiklah, nanti pulang kantor kita ke sana. Which means, great. Okay, we will go there after the office break. Hari Minggu ada gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Hari Minggu ada gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Which means, on Sunday there will be a fun walk. Menyambut ulang tahun kantor kita, Radio Republik Indonesia yang ke-71. Menyambut ulang tahun kantor kita, Radio Republik Indonesia yang ke-71. Which means, to welcome the 31st birthday of Radio Republik Indonesia. Kamu ikut gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Kamu ikut gerak jalan gembira, bukan? Which means, you also participate in the fun walk, don't you? A. Santi, tentu saja saya ikut. Tentu saja saya ikut. Which means, sure, I will participate in the event. Oleh karena itu, saya mengajak kamu membeli sepatu olahraga. Oleh karena itu, saya mengajak kamu membeli sepatu olahraga. Which means, so I invite you to buy sport shoes. B. Nancy, tahun ini pasti acara ulang tahun RRI lebih meriah. Tahun ini pasti acara ulang tahun RRI lebih meriah. Which means, this year, the anniversary of RRI is definitely more lively. Ada tamu pemenang kuis Wonderful Indonesia dari siaran luar negeri. Ada tamu pemenang kuis Wonderful Indonesia dari siaran luar negeri. Which means, we have guests, the winners of Wonderful Indonesia quiz from The Voice of Indonesia. Selain itu, ada lomba berbalas pantun. Selain itu, ada lomba berbalas pantun. Which means, besides, there are also reciprocated poem competition. Lomba membaca berita dalam bahasa daerah. Lomba membaca berita dalam bahasa daerah. Which means, reading news competition in local languages. Dan lomba reportase dan juga lomba busana. Dan lomba reportase dan juga lomba busana. And reporting and fashion show competition. A. Santi, wah, pasti meriah sekali. Wah, pasti meriah sekali. Which means, great, it is surely very festive. B. Nancy, baiklah, jangan lupa pulang kantor, saya tunggu kamu di lobby. Baiklah, jangan lupa pulang kantor, saya tunggu kamu di lobby. Which means, alright, do not forget, I'll wait for you at the lobby at the office break. Sampai nanti, which means, see you. Today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from The Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present you to an Indonesian female singer, Hetikus Endang. The Sundanese and Minang Pladi singer is able to bring various genres of song very well. The female singer, who was born in Jakarta on August 6, 1957, has been started her career in music since she was at 14 years. As the daughter of former commander of Air Force's base, she was often asked to sing in their air base and at school. Her talent flew from his father, who was once a Kroncong singer. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Dingin by Hetikus Endang.
Hati ini tambah dingin, entah mengapa. Kalau cinta memang aku sudah tak kuduk, air mataku pun kini
Listener, the song Dingin was composed by Rinto Harahap in 1979. The song was popularized by Hetikus Endang with pop music genre. The song tells about the story of broken heart. The love story does not always in accordance with everyone's expectations. Throughout her career in the music world, various awards have been achieved. Among others, the first winner of Song Festival of West Java in 1972, 1973, and 1974. The second winner of National Song Festival 1976, and the first winner of the National Song Festival in 1977. Hetikus Endang not only known in Indonesia, her popularity also well known in neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Brunei, and Singapore. Even Hetikus Endang was also inaugurated as the best singer for a nice performance in the song Sayang at the Viña del Mar Song Festival in Chile. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Kaulah Segalanya by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening. Listener, you've just listened to the song Kaulah Segalanya or You Are My Everything, which was firstly popularized by Indonesian pop singer Ruth Sahanaya. The love theme songs, brought back by Hetikus Endang or Yayat, her nickname, in Kroncong music genre. She reached her top popularity in the 80s. Throughout her career in the Indonesian music, 23 albums have been produced, ranging from pop songs, Kroncong, until dangdut song albums. Hetty said she brings pop in Kroncong version in order to invite the young people who previously thought that Kroncong is the music of old people. She also believes Kroncong will not be disappear since all people involved to preserve it. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Jali Jali by Hetikus Endang. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
membuat hati bertambah sakit. Hey, jadilah jali dari Cikini, sayang. Hey, sayang, sayang, sayang disayang. Sayang menyanyi sampai di sini.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Lagu musik
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.